coins.
Where's the gazar? The years of sorrow were Meya Shana, Esrim Shana, Sheva Shanim, Shnei Chayei Sol. These are the years of sorrow. Rashi tells us Shnei Chayei Sol. Kuvin Shavin Latoiva. They were all Shavin Latoiva. The reason why the Pasuk has to reiterate the Shnei Chayei Sara is to tell us that all the years were Shavin Latoiva. You have to understand the Pshat in that. Understand the pshat, what the pasuk is coming to tell us, with the qualities of kula and shav and the toiva, by saying shnei chayei sarah, these are the years of sarah, kula and shav and the toiva. And the question is, obviously, kula and shav and the toiva, they're all the toiv. We know that Sora went through many difficulties. Sora went through difficult times. She didn't have a child. She was very, very old. She had other nisyonos, difficulties through her life. Kulin shavan l'tayva. So one pshat saw in the Mefarshim that Ein Hanami, that Be'etzem all the years of Sarah with Toiva, Etzla, she lived a life of Kul and Shav and the Toiva. That all her whole life was everything in her eyes was good. Even the difficulties, even the struggles, even the Nisyonos, in her eyes, they didn't mean anything for Toiva. It was all Toiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the taich in that, Rabbi Yisai? How does a mensch come to that madrega? There's a Chaim Shulevis that said that was the Ikka of the Hespid, and Yavram said, Vayavoy Avram Lispoy, the servant of Koisa. Avram comes to say, a Hespid, the servant of Koisa, to cry for her. What was the hesped, he said? You don't find any hesped. So, kachayim, kulon, shavim the toy. They were all the toy. But what's the hesped? In the parish we find a very, very Yisoyistik Ashayla. Avram, after the death of his Sarah, Avram Zokin Bo Bayom, Hashem Beirach as Avram Bakoil, Hashem has blessed Avram Bakoil as his son, Bayom Avram El Avdo is Kan Beisoy Perchav Dalad, Hamoisha Bechol Ashaloy, who rules over everything he has, Simno Yodcho Tachas Yereichim. He makes him swear, as he says, Taos Yerechi, it should be like a Sefer Torah, a Tavash Al Mitzvah, Vashbiyahu, Vashem Olakeh, Hashemayim, Olakeh, Oretz, I want you to take a Shvua, with a Kitas Chayfa, that's a very serious Shvua. Asher lo yisikach isha, livni mipnoi saknani, Asher nish anoichi yoshe vikir. Do not take from me a wife, for the daughters of Canaan, that I sit amongst them. Kim el arti v'mol arti teileich v'lakati ishul v'ni liyitzchok. Go to my land, my hometown, and go to the plan, take there an isha from the Yitzchok. First of all, we find the seriousness of the moment. Avram forces his Eved. And the Pasuk doesn't call him just his Eved, they call him the Eved, Ashpiach of Hashem Lekei Ezra. He said, Vayom Avram al Avdo is a kan beisoy hamoisha b'chol ha-shaloi. The one who rules over everything. Simna yodcha tavzi reichi. Put your hand with the kita scheifet and kiri yesho mitzvah. And you have to make a shvua that reis on the Torah. That you're not going to go to Benoi's Knan and take a wife from the Yitzchak. Who is he talking to? Some Arab from the Shuk who told you, you know, today he's coming to your house to fix the thing, and of course he doesn't come. Who's he talking to? Some guy that is a liar, a cheat? He's talking to his Eved Avram, Eliezer Eved Avram, Ham Moisha B'chol HaShalom, which Chazal Darshin, he was Moisha B'Yitzoy. He was the Talmud Muvok of Avram. And he has to make him swear with the Kitas Chayfet to the Shvua. We don't find this anywhere in the whole Chumash of Rabbeinu. Nowhere in the Chumash do we find anywhere that Avram makes Eliezer swear with the Kitas Chayfet again. Every day Eliezer was going, he was in charge of his whole estate. He was going in and going out, taking cereal, 2 boxes carryout, 3 boxes. He was taking out things from his kitchen. He was taking out this, he was taking out that. We should have found, make a shvua, make a this, make a that, how much is going, no shvua, nothing. Here it comes, to this shayla, all of a sudden Avram gets very serious, with who? There's not Shkam and Eben, it's a Moshe B'chol Shaloi, Shkam Beiso, he's working for years in his house, most trust, he's not only a Yevit, he's his Talmud Muvok. Because I'll tell us in last week's Pine the Pasha before, in Leich Lecha, who domestic Eliezer Shadoilu Mashke, he was the assistant Rosh Yeshiva. He, when Avram wasn't there, who gave the Shiurim Eliezer? And him, he says, make the Shvua that you're not taking a daughter from Bnei Sknan. So everybody knows it's Baita, so we have to understand, what's this? Avram, I know you want to be serious, Avram, but you have the most trustworthy guy in the world. He's the Eved who's working you. He's Moshe B'chol HaShalom. He's Yitzchak. He's a person that's your, not only your Eved, your Talmud Muvok. He's Doilu Mashkev et Yiroscha. He's your Talmud Muvok. Trust him a little. What's the big thing? Second of all, where does he send him? He sends him, don't go from Bnei Sknan, no matter what, Ashur, the Reiser, no Bnei Sknan. Don't take a girl from the Canaanites. No cannonballs over here. Only go back to my land, the place of my birthplace, and there take a wife for Bnei Yitzchak. So everybody knows later on, what I'm doing over here, later on, when he's telling over the story, so he says, Ulai, Ulai, Yesh, Ulai, Loisoyve, Isha Lechazima. Eliezer says, Ulai. And it's without a vav, so Chazal Dajan Eilai. Eliezer was saying, maybe she won't want to go, but in that maybe, Chazal Dajan, that he was saying, hello, how you doing, Abe? I'm Eliezer. Eliezer, you have to see what Eliezer looked like. He had a frock, 3 buttons, because he was a Yosh Koyle at night, also. He had 3 buttons in the back. He had a beard down to his shoelaces. In fact, when he got too much, he wanted to tie it up, he took the shoelace and tied it up. It was all the way down, Rabbi Zah, with a robe. If Eliezer would walk in the room and think, it's Mamash, who knows who, Rabchach. Eliezer, Eved Avram, Dodo Mashkev, Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi. Eliezer was the biggest gadol, Rabbi said, the second biggest gadol in the generation. Number two on the Forbes gadol list. There was no bigger gadol than Eliezer, Rabbi said. Mamash a frog, he wore robes. He looked like Bubba Smith, Bubba Basra, he looked like. And he had mamash. Every mamash, the most holiest Jew in the world. There was pictures of all of every pig paper had a picture of him. And Eliezer now, he's going to, you know, L'chaim by the Ashtrobin and Noble Lab Rebbe. And now he's drinking, now he's eating his cholent on Sunday night in his house. And now he's eating bamba. And the kids had every picture of him and all the Godolim pictures and all the kids when they got their cards at home. Eliezer Eved Avraham was my mom was the big trading card. Everybody traded they traded 400 cards of who knows of Elner Elno Mamre for the picture of Eliezer, the great rabbi Eliezer Eved Avraham. So Eliezer says to his father, to Avraham, excuse me one second, maybe she won't want to go. What was his kavana? Hello? Me, your biggest talmid, look how long my beard is. It's longer than yours, Rav Avraham. I have a longer beard than yours. And might even be grayer. And, just happens to be, I have a daughter. Just happens to be, and she happens to be, a little bit younger than your son Yitzchak. Just happens to be. So let's figure out. You have a boy, B-O-Y, boy, a man, big tzaddik, son of a tzaddik, and we have a daughter here, growing up in the house of Eliezer, who came over to Shurim, he came over to Shurim not only to the whole world, he came over to Shurim to his daughter also. She also used to come to the women's shiur Tuesday night, with chocolate chip cookies Mrs. Eliezer used to bake for the women's shiur. She used to come every Tuesday night, and she went to the first Beit Yaakov. You know who was her big teacher? Sori Meinu, daughter. She didn't have Sori Shner. She had Sori Meinu. Sori Meinu, the head of the Beit Yaakov movement, in the Gaza. She went out shiur every day. She was a Talmud Mukoka of Sori Meinu. Batya, daughter of Eliezer, doing unbelievable, best student in the class. Signed, Sora Imeno! On the report card, Eliezer is beaming, his beard was gleaming out of the sky. Such a daughter! And here he has, she's the most annoying girl, Mama's beard. Mama down to the, with the weird, how long Eliezer's beard is, that's how long her dress is. And she wears bulletproof stockings. She's mamish so frum, she goes with a scarf, she goes mamish. She's from this girl, she's the Beit Yaakov movement, everything. And Eliezer says, Avraham needs a shushan for his son. So Avraham says, Eli, hello, you're looking for a son, you're looking for a shidduch? A match made in heaven! Let's break the glass! La 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 la. Gavaldik! Everybody's going to count. Who's not going to count this major shidduch? Avram's son Yitzchak with Eliezer's daughter. What a shidduch! The Rosh Hashiva with his sister. What a shidduch! Avram says, no. My son's not going to have a father-in-law like you. With such a long beard and payas at that. I'm sending him to Laban! Pass the Laban! He get me a daughter, not from here. I want a daughter from Laban. Who's Laban, Rabbi Yisai? Besuel, I'm sorry, I forgot about him also. Besuel and Laban. I want his father-in-law to be Besuel, and the daughter and the son to be Laban. The sister, you check the brothers, of course. Such a gvaldika brother. Who are these guys? How can we compare? Of course, Eliezer can act. I'm there by the sonar! They would go to church every week! Eliezer, Eved Avraham, his long beard, he's suggesting a daughter. Who's going to be the father-in-law of Yitzchak? Not Eliezer with that long beard. There's the white cardinal keeper! The Pope! It was Oyvind Avon Zora. That's gonna be my Machutin of Avram. Imagine the vault. I want to introduce everybody. Eliezer, please go get the stuff. Not your daughter. Who's, oh wow, you must have got a real good Machutin this time. Where is he? Comes in with a ponytail, walks in with a big white, you know, with a who knows what. And he comes in with two statues on his own. Here I am, I'm the Machutin. Puyat Tzumah, I say. What's going on? Puyat Tzumah, how could it be? The Avram says, no way, Eli, you're not the one, Eliezer. With your long beard, with your shiurim, getting on my shiurim, I'm going for the Oyvdei Avodah Zarah. I want them to be shver for my son Yitzchak. It's a pella. Yes, his mom is devoted slave. He wants to do everything in service of his master. Swear to me, no Canaan. And who's in Canaan? Yes, this happens to be his daughter, Benoit's kind. Yes, it was came from that stock. Therefore, he was parceled out because he came from Canaan. And Avram says, no way, that's not going to be. We're going for the old day of Avodah Zarah. It's something that's a Tzava Pella and Ma'od of Yisai, to understand. Kimel Arzi, Maman Arzi, Teila, go to my land, my place. Look at Pella of Yisai. So the Ma'isa Rashi Taka says, "Ve'Eliezer Eved Avram." The problem was he's a Aror, and we're a Baruch, and we can't make a shit of an Aror and a Baruch. But what's the Amkus over here? What is that? The Amkus, and Bem is the first in the Drosh Haran that way. One of the Knech, maybe also a voice high, but the Drosh Haran Bem Bez says the Yisoid Agad over here. That Avram understood with a deep understanding. And this Yishvoysa is not a very nice story that happened. Maisa Ovoy Simon Labanim. Maisa Ovoy Simon Labanim. One more hour before we get to Drosh Haran, Rabbi Yisai. Eliezer comes looking for the girl. And he comes to the town, and Eliezer doesn't know who to choose, don't know going around, so he devises a plan. My camel have to drink, I gotta drink, we all gotta drink, let's go to get some drinks. It's Thursday night, you know where do we go to get drinks. So he wants to get drinks for his camels and everybody. But the camels have to ride back home, so he's not going to go to, you don't drink and drive. So he just wants water. So he comes to the well, and he doesn't know what to do, so he makes a device up in whoever's going to come, and I'm going to say, please give me a little to drink. That's the one. And she's going to say, I'm not giving you to drink, I'm going to give you animals and this and that. Make sure everybody has a drink. That's the one I chose. Why did Eliezer have to devise a whole plan? Couldn't he just go around and find the girl that has a good reputation, is a nice, pleasant, good-natured person? All you do is call up and you get the resume! It comes by email! 5 minutes! And for sure on that email is going to say that she worked in Camp Simcha. And therefore she's for sure good, even if she didn't work in Camp Simcha. Something, her brother's name is Simcha, they put it in the other thing, and the name is Simcha. Hey, I don't know, there must be 7 billion girls and boys working in Camp Simcha. because that's a school that must go to school to get mad. Everybody worked at Camp Simcha. Or Hayas, one of these places. Everybody. Not one resume ever saw that she didn't work with Camp Simcha. I once called up and said, yeah, we have a day camp in the town. It's called Camp Simcha. But anyway, so he gets the resume. Camp Simcha, 6 years, head counselor, works with underprivileged kids. You know, gives to the underprivileged kids all the time. Very good. You know, good baker. Why can't we just get the resume, everybody say? Get the resume. Call the neighbors. Why does Eliezer have to go through a whole plan? Chazal said it wasn't so posh in the modern times, stuff now. Oh. So the soy of the Rosh Hashanah, everybody said, which is soy God, everybody said, not just for those kind of hard times, everybody said, because the number one thing on most guys' mind is after Shiva is to get married, of course. And this is the parasha for Shiduchim. This is the parasha where the Torah is melamed us. The Yisoid, HaYisoid is of Shiduchim. And the Drosh Haran goes on to say as follows. So the Drosh Haran that Avram had Eliezer as an Eved Avada, but he didn't want to take from Benoist Kanaan because they're Aror, the Kavan of Aror, the Kavan he is of Boisai, this is Yisoid, HaYisoid is of Shiduchim of Boisai. He didn't want to take from Benoist Kanaan because they are Balei Midois Rois. They have Midois Rois. And since they have Midois Rois, we stay far away from Midois Rois. And we could be Mazmid a little more because Kanaan. Where does Kanaan come from, Rabbosai? In the back in Parshas Noach, we remember the story how Chum did something terrible to his father. Why? Because he was worried about his Yerusha. And there's a train that we're going through now, Rabbosai, through the Parshas, but you saw it, God, we've been saying through all the, a lot of these Parshas, you saw it, that Avram came down, he was the one who discovered the Ibn Islam, his Yisoy would discover Midas HaChesed, Midas HaTovah. Hashem created a world to be native, to do good with others. And our job is to copy, is to emulate Hashem, to be native to others. Chum's whole midah was egoistic, self-centeredness, being around yourself. You're afraid you're going to lose. Yet he did something in the table he wasn't supposed to do also. Again, he's worried about himself. The whole Yisrael at the table, we were Mazda Pashas Noach, was giving to others. It was a chesed ground. What was he busy with? He was there at the table doing his own thing, getting his own pleasure. Again, self-centeredness. From that meter of self-centered spiraled a generation called Kanaan, who Avram had recognized the meter that they were there to take and not to give. That their meters were Midos Rois. Says the Drosh Haran, listen carefully, that Midos is something that's so difficult to change. Deos, Hashkofis, being only that when there's always Hashkofis and Deos, that's much easier to change than to change Midos. So even though I'm wrong, had an Eliezer who had a daughter who was the Beis Yankov girl and she had good hashkofis. But she came from Kanaan who was a midah of self-centeredness, a midah of taking. He went to my town. Because in that area, even though these people are busy and they don't understand, they go to church every week. They're busy with the Avodah Zarah, they bow to the stones, the idols. But Sofer Shel Dovar, their midos are givers. That's where Avram came from. And Eliezer understood that after he had backed out. And Eliezer said, I'm going to test her. You know I'm going to test her? Because I wanted to come That's something for our essence. It's not something that you have on a resume. Oh yeah, everybody will tell you how such a kind girl and Sarah Schneidenbaum is. Such a kind girl, just call all the neighbors. Busy. You never can get through that neighbor. Disconnected phone. Oh, it just happens to be Mrs. Feldbaum. She went away for 10 years. Can't get her on the phone right now. What about our teacher? Oh, she's busy. She's taking a Shekel course. After teaching my daughter, she's decided to go into Shekel. But anyway, she's there in Shekel. You can't get her. Hello? Yes. This is Sarah Schoenbaum's friend. Yeah. How is Sarah? She's a hey girl. You have a cough? Yeah, a little under the weather. Oh, but the summer. And everybody's telling how great, what a great, unbelievable, great girl all the friends are saying. Everybody can say on the outside she's great. Yeah, when she's around everybody she can. But in the home, a disaster. The famous mice in one of these books, everybody said, just time of want to know. There was there's a book called, and one of my rabbis from Torah Oy wrote it, it's called The Book Without a Cover, right? I think it's called about. All you want to know about Shtukim. So he brings a mice over there, one of his Talmidim, I called out to Avar, and everybody was saying, unbelievable, wow, unbelievable, 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 unbelievable. The same word, just one word, unbelievable, nothing else. But no, he was saying, how much great thing. So after he was going out one, he noticed a certain things, but he wasn't sure, because he was still blinded by her understanding of the Ksois and stuff. Anyway, the kids are... And other things, of course. But the Maisa, so he was still blind, so the Maisa, so he called up the girl, the friend, one friend, and she started, yeah, what's it? Yeah, started going, a roommate, and she started going on and on, how great. And the Bachar then all of a sudden said, he broke down on the phone, wow, and started crying. He said, this is my future, my life, I can't, I'm nervous, I'm not sure. She's a, and the girl understood that he was very serious, started breaking down. Please tell me the truth. They told him, you know, this girl is the worst. She's a wretch. She mamish never. She's terrible. She's a midah. She's self-centered. She's into herself. She's not. And the service of Nova, he got the real emes out of it. They mamish for weeks and weeks here. Unbelievable. You'll never meet, that for sure. You'll never meet a girl like this, ever. But the Maizah, Sarva Shaldova, she was the Midas with a Rahman Litzlan. And that's only because he begged, Mamish. Oh, but you saw that part, everybody said. So the Drosh Aran, Midas are very hard to change. Someone grows up self centered, someone grows up into themselves. The only thing they worry about themselves and what they can get, and how much they can get, and how much they. Rahman Litzlan, everybody said. It's the epoch of marriage. Marriage is all about giving. But more than that, Avram wanted this lady to be a future mama for Klal Yisrael, not just the mother of Yitzchak. And the mama of Klal Yisrael has to be cool on Shavin L'toiva. She has to be a takeoff on Sari Imenu, cool on Shavin L'toiva. What means cool on Shavin L'toiva means that her whole life was good. Was good sky, was giving. Was giving to others and making somebody else feel good. making somebody feel great about themselves. Not thinking about what I can get and what he can get, but making somebody else feel good. That was the whole mitzvah of Sarah, cool on Shalom in the tournament. She was the giver of everything. Everything was good by her, because she was a good there. And that's what she wanted, a mom, and that's why Vashpiach, he took her and he made her swear. The most important thing was that this woman's going to be the mom of Klal Yisrael. It wasn't only going to be Stam, a woman. She was the future of Klal Yisrael. Her kinder are going to come out from her. What's going to be? Sot Avram, Shvua Doraisa. Shvua Doraisa, because I know if you take a daughter of Canaan, it's the end of Klal Yisrael. Because Klal Yisrael has to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Yin of Chesed, of giving. You take from Canaan, they're takers. Even if it's a daughter of Eliezer. And that's why Eliezer goes and does a test, but not because he heard on the resume that he called the teacher and everybody lied through their teeth. Because he went and he nonchalantly asked a girl on the street, a total stranger, came from out of town, no one knew. Don't talk to strangers. And can I have a little bit of water? And what she went about, she didn't know. And she went, not only gave him, she went back and forth to give the camels and give everything. He saw that it was embedded in her, a metzias of giving. Zoktrashi, oi soichachto, kedayu likonis bebeisho shavrom. She's worthy to go into the house of Avram. To the house of Avram, the midas haches. If she's able to do that, to give all the camels and everything, just by asking a simple question, can I have a little bit of water for myself? And she's able to go through all that, this is the one, you prove it. She's the Baal's Chesed that's going to emulate and continue Avram's path of bringing Chesed into the world, together with the Yitzchak. So we don't care. Okay, the Oyv Dev of the Zohar, Avram also started with the son of Avram. Deyos, hashkafas could be changed, Rabbi, especially if a person has good midos. If a person is a giving person, all you have to do is show them a little light, that the British of such a giving, this world came into being, Hashem wanted to be made to him. You make them understand a little bit, you get her out of that house, that inspiration, and you bring her out, she'll change right away. But if she has midos voice, if she's a benos kanan, it's over. Kemat impossible. Changing midos takes so much, Rabbi. You have to work so hard. And it's so embedded. It takes time. It takes work. It's shy to change a midah. But it's so much more difficult. Changing hashkaf, you bring her to Exar's yeshiva. She'll come. 2 minutes, the yeshiva she'll change if she's a gutta. And this is the yisoid, how yisoid is, Rabbi. Avram was looking for the cool on shav on the toy of Sarah. This is what we have to learn, Rabbi. For our own lives, how we, what we have to become, we have to work at it, we have to become. The cabbage is hard work, but a person has to become a person that's focused on the cloud, focused on giving, focused on others, and not on, only on himself. Making somebody else feel good, Rabbi, you don't know what it means. You could change lives by making someone feel good, but that you have to get out of the box. Of thinking, what's with me? How much work could I get? How much food I'm going to have for supper? I'm going to get the Xbox first. I'm going to go this. I'm going to get this for me, for me, and me, and me, and me, and me, and me, and me. There's three perfect people in this world. Me, myself, and I. We're all here in this world together. We all give to each other. We're so sharing. I give to I, to myself, to me. It's not just about one person. It's a sharing group over here. It's me, it's myself, it's I. We're all together. I come into the room, there's only a little bit of shawarma left. Come on. Mount Sinai. How did it look? It was a small amount, it wasn't that big. We'll go for Mount Everest this week. Bum, bum, ba-dum, bum. Hey, Dave, you ever cleared mountain climbing on shawarma? Rope it up. Once of coast law in yeshiva many years ago, we stopped serving it. One guy woke out, we couldn't see his face. We had to put 2 dots between the coast law. There you are, Shmuel! Made holes in the coast law to see him. There was 1 carrot left, string, in the bowl. I left for others. It could be divided into 17 strips. He's eating for 3, Rabbi Sam. You know, when the mother's pregnant, he's eating for 3. There's another guy awaiting him back in the line. What about somebody else? The person has to understand this world, we weren't created for ourselves, we've created for others. Al kein yazov ish, as ishto, as ishto, as ishto, Hashem wanted we should leave our homes. You know what? Because in our homes, it's about getting. Parents give to children. That's not the topic of a Jew. How about a person in this world? Al kein yazov ish, as obviously, you leave your parents' home. And you go to be with a wife. Why? What's wife about giving? Behold you, that's when you become the emissar mensch, the emissar person. You become the Adam HaSholem. Because you learn that the whole seers of marriage is to give. The husband gives to the wife gives to the husband. That's what it's all about. It's the mitzvahs of marriage, Rabbi Yisai. It's one yisoy of giving. Everybody will get up and, oh, here he is, divorced, and I have one of my best friends, Vaughn. Last time I spoke to him was 72 years ago. We used to get together in the baby crib together. We were such best friends. I have to go to his bar tonight. I remember the last time we were so close, we got together, he took my rattle. But we made up afterwards because I shared my coloring book with him. I even let him drink with my apple juice in the bottle. That was the last time we met, but we're so, so close, Rebbe. I've got to go to his ward. He might not even recognize me. We're so close. But we're going to his ward. What's it all about, Rabbi Yisai? Everybody vorts and magic. It's all nice and dandy. Yeah, we still decorate his room. Beautiful. Get the balloon. Mazel tov, Shimon. Hi. What's it all about? Marriage. Is it about the balloons? What's it all about? Mazel tov. Oh, you already got engaged. You can see that yeshiva world's machloik, because if you got engaged in not to yeshiva world and the other stupid thing, whatever it is. Vos is nice, vos is nish nice. Everything, it's a machloik, because vos is nice, vos is nish nice. Who's got engaged? He didn't get engaged, he did get engaged. He got engaged. Oh, my best friend, my best cousin, my best aunt, they all got engaged. So what's all about a marriage versus one you saw? Oilam chesed yibonah, what all the building families and a building a home to give to children, to give to your wife. It's all about chesed. That's what it's all about. So now you're going out on the look to look. Who are we looking for, Rabbi Yisai? Rebbe, I have my priorities straight. I'm looking for three things. Looks, looks, and looks. Looks. Guy comes to me one time after a date. I'm not so sure, Rebbe. I'm not sure, you know, with Ashkafa. I'm trying to know if we get it, we'll see eye to eye. She's fat! Oh, no, I don't want to say it. The looks. That's the one thing of us. They're very deep. Individuals. We look into, we were very, very not superficial, we're very, very deep. We look into what's really important about that. Hair color. Very deep. But the voice I have to realize, marriage is with somebody you have to share your life with. So everybody talks about marriage. What's it about? Oh, love, love. We all love. I love him, he loves me, we love each other, we love this. Love, love, it's love, it's love. The world talks about it, love. Everybody has love, we love. It's all love, it's all fake. Love, what's love? Everybody's going to get the drush at the board. Avo is love, what's avo? Everybody says divorce, say it again, Rabbi. But no, the stories have to understand it, and we have to internalize it. Avo is the word have to give. Love is giving, Rabbi Yisai. That's what love is about. I love fish. You love fish. What do you love about it? I love sushi. That's sama, Kasha. What do you love about it? What do you mean? I only think sushi. I love it. Do you have any clothespins, Rebbe? I eat sushi. I could down it in 2 minutes. I love sushi. Yeah, but everybody's watching you eat it. You love it. But even if you love it, everybody says, what does it mean you love fish? You love sushi. What does it mean? You love it? Why are you devouring? Why are you putting it away, destroying it for? You love yourself. You love the enjoyment that it gives you. That's what you love. true love in Chazal's Ava to give. You love the Hafto, as Hashem, we always say, we love Hashem. I love you, Hashem. What do you love Hashem so much? I just want $1,000,000. I love you, Hashem. Oh, my father just gave me this. I love you, Hashem. He lost ten. He lost $2. Why did Hashem do that? You just say you love Hashem. $2. He's going crazy. You can't find that wallet. How can Hashem do that to me? I love you, Hashem. Because I love you, Hashem T-shirt. What do you mean? Of course he loves Hashem. I love, na, 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 I love you, Hashem. What's that song? Yeah, nah, nah. What? We've got the vegan again. Everybody said, I love you, Hashem. Then Hashem says the one is Zion. I don't know about this love anymore. The love. Cutting up his T-shirt. I love New York T-shirt now. We'll change the I love you Hashem. It got a little difficult. We'll go back to the I love you New York. I love New York T-shirt. Love is about half the Hashem of the Kach. You don't want to say Hashem, I love you Hashem. B'chol levavcha and b'chol nafshecha v'yodecha. What does that mean? You give to Hashem your nefesh, you give up your life for Hashem, you give up your money for Hashem, that's love! You love Hashem? Garbage! You love that when He gives you, you get good times, then, oh! Love is v'haf, Hashem, v'kecha, v'chol levav, v'chol nav, v'chol v'yodecha! It's love! Love is staying in the shmooze now! I love you, Rabbi! Purim, I love Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi! That's the Ava of Oisai. And in order to have Ava both ways, you have to be, the meters have to be drawn, you have to, the person wants to give to the other, wants to love the other by giving! So you have to look past whatever you're looking for. And look a little deeper and look at that person as a giver. Express Ava, real Ava, Oisai. Because that's what Avram taught us. It's not just the meter for his wife, it's the meter. But the mother of Klal Yisrael, that's the one that comes into our homes, Abayisa. Somebody who wants to give to others and change people's lives. And I'm ending with a story, Abayisa, because it's late. And we're still reeling from the shock of the Levaya of Nosan Svi, Abayisa. But one thing that's clear from Nosan Svi, Abayisa, was his Muyuridik Midah of Av, his love of Torah. I wanted to say, I wanted to mention the Shmuel, the love of Torah came because he gave so much for Torah, by son. It's another Shmuel, but it's not for now. But it's, oh, Rebbe, I want to get Avas HaTorah. Rebbe, I want to get Avas HaTorah. What did I do? Drink 3 cups of water to eat a fig. Call me in the morning. Do you have any Avas HaTorah pills ready? Cheshek pills? Shoot me up with some Cheshek. Avas HaTorah ready. How do you get Avas HaTorah? Everybody wants to get it. Oh, boy, I wish I had Avas HaTorah. No, you get Avas HaTorah, Bussi. The same way you get Avas for anything. You give. You moisten nefesh. V'haftah Shem Lekecha. You moisten nefesh v'Hashem. That's how you get Avas. You want to get Aleph for Torah, you got to give the Torah, you got to moisten nefesh when it's difficult to sit in the base medrash. When it's hard to sit in the base medrash, you sit there anyway. And you put yourself in the seat, you plug away, oh, it's different, you're pulling guys for you, guys calling you, this, that, that. You sit there and you learn, and you know, that's how you get Aleph for Torah. After you were going to say it was difficult to learn, you know, such a shred day, it was hard, you're sweating, you're this, you're that, you don't feel well, and you come, you don't give it your life. Who loves his wife more? The guy who comes home for supper. Hi, son, I'm home. What's for supper? Well, I'll be there in a minute. We're not ready yet! I love my wife. They'll be ready in 10 minutes. We got the microwave. Stands out.
made mamish a meal for a king. She prepares him chicken and steak and lamb chops and dovish. You know, this guy likes to, you know, he likes to eat a little bit. What could be? Then she makes him for dessert strawberry shortcake with 7-layer cake. You know, mamish, she made that all day. He wasn't ready. She was making so much food. And there he is. Puts his stomach on the table afterwards. Sarah, that was great. You're a great wife. Then he goes to his room. He doesn't say anything else. He locks the door and he reads the paper. I come in! Another couple of hours. But he loves his wife. He listened. He, after the burp, he said, thank you. Partially out of the side of his mouth, he said it. That guy loves his wife, or the guy who got maybe a piece of chicken, a pulki. But his wife, Nebuch, afterwards, she burned Chas V'Shalom Lo Aleinu, she burnt her hand, and she had to rush out. So he dropped the pulki in the thing. He ran out with her to the hospital. He spent 3 hours, they were healing. It was Nebuch, a terrible burn. And there is 3 hours. Who loves his wife more, the burp man or the pulki man? I vote for Mr. Pulki! Oh, he didn't say thank you, but he gave it himself. He stayed in the thing for hours. That guy, you couldn't get him out. His wife could be dead on the floor. He's still reading the newspaper. Stomach is hurting a little bit. Too much strawberry shortcake. He loves his wife. He loves the food that he's eating. Ava Kansmasius Nefesh, you love Torah, you might say Nefesh, you figure love Torah more than anything in the world. Because he was Moshe Nefesh for Torah, and that gave him such a love. He couldn't get enough of it. The more Moshe Nefesh, the more Moshe Nefesh, that's why he had so much Ava Torah, he was so much Moshe Nefesh. He developed an unbelievable Ava for Torah. There was no one, maybe in the general history and generation, was Moshe Nefesh more than Rosh Hashanah. Every time he went to say a shiur, everything. And so everybody saying, how could it be? He felt so many things that could have so much. Because he loved Torah and had nothing more in the world. Because he gave so much to Torah. His giving to Torah created an hour for Torah. And it made him back and forth until the hour was unbound. It was not shayach. But he also loved people, I would say. He loved Yeshiva Bachram, and loved Torah, and loved that. He loved people, he loved to help people, I would say. And because of that, he gave. And because he did give to other people, that's why he developed the more Ahava for people, by giving to other people, I would say. The more you give, the more Ahava you develop. He developed an unbelievable Ahava because he gave and gave and gave to people, and it made them feel good, I would say. And that's why he was so beloved, I would say. To others, because everybody saw the true Ahava, how much he gave. And I'll end with the story that I was about to end before, Rabbi Yisai. Hopefully we'll end now. But I saw an unbelievable story, Rabbi Yisai. I just saw it recently in one of the articles that we had in the Yated. There was a bacha that was a taka shvacha, the spiro, touched by a story, the head of the. So he wrote that the day of the Levaya mother. A mother called him to tell him that she was crying on the phone. How could it be? She can't do anything anymore. She's mama's shocked. She's so broken and shocked from the story of Nasan Svi's Patea. So he said, what's the shot? Why are you so broken? I said, I want to tell you something. My son Moshe, whatever his name was, he wasn't such a shtarka bacha. He was in yeshiva in America, and he wasn't a shtagabach, he was pretty shmal, he didn't have such cheshev, he wasn't into it. Alamai said, he thought, I'll forget everything, I'll go to the mirror, maybe who knows what. And he came to him, Nasan Svi, and Nasan Svi said, Nasan Svi accepted him to the yeshiva, and just the acceptance thing, and seeing Nasan Svi's ava, welcome to the yeshiva's mirror, to the family, gave him such a big cheshev that he started to learn, and he learned takanais. But he was going home for Sukkot, and he was worried. He was going to meet up with his old friends, and he was a taka. He was very, very worried what's going to be. And he felt that if he could get a bracha from a Nasan Svi before he went back, some type of bracha he could get, he felt that bracha maybe was going to help him last. So he was trying to get to a Nasan Svi. He couldn't get to it. It was Erev Yom Kippur. Couldn't get to it. Finally, Moitzi Yom Kippur. He's leaving on the plane back. Moitzi Yom Kippur to go back to Sukkot. He's so worried. He has to get that bracha. Come what may.
after Yom Kippur, can you imagine when us in Tzvi, after Yom Kippur, everybody says, any day he was spent, but after Yom Kippur, fasting, and the tefillahs, and with his disease of Parkinson's, he was totally spent. And as they rushed him out, he said, you don't have to people, but good piskatov or whatever, he said, after Yom Kippur, they rushed him out of the thing, they brought him home. His bacha decided, I'm going to run to his house. I'm going to wait in his house. When he came to the house, so all the gabbaim was eyeing this guy, like, what kind of chutzpah, you know, what's going on? This man's half dead. He's after Yom Kippur, he has no kirch. Like, what are you doing here? You're going to put him on the couch in a minute, and you're going to be out for a while. The kid said, he ran over, he said, I have to get this bracha, and explained to him, I said, I'm sorry, but I'm going back, you know where I came from, you know my nisyonos, you know my difficulties, and I what's going to be, Rabbi? So nothing said. So he said, with kamat, no strength, now he couldn't even get the words out. A lot of times when he spoke, he couldn't get the words out, but he was able to muster three words. You'll be back. Moish, you'll be back. It was out, he like collapsed with this guy by his hand, and they put him on the couch, and he went out, and he felt strong now. He had the bracha of Ramas and Svi, and he walked out. Kitzur, this bracha is walking out up the block from Ramas and Svi's house, going to get to this deer to get his stuff, to arrange his stuff to go on the plane, and he gets a call. Come back. The gabbai of Ramas and Svi called him to come back. And he calls to come back, he doesn't know what's going on, what do they want from him? They told him, Nasa Tzvi was half dead, he was on the bed, and then what do they want? Maybe they want to admonish him for being there. He said, no, Nasa Tzvi wants to say, tell you something. And he couldn't believe his ears. And he ran and came into the dira, and he went off to the couch and put his ear up to Nasa Tzvi's lips, because he could barely get, or he wasn't audible, Stam, but now he was even less audible. And he went to his ears to his lips and says, Nasa Tzvi, the last ounce of strength that he had, because we'll be waiting for you. We'll be waiting for you. The Bolisai, no strength, nothing. Everything for somebody else. Whatever strength he has for somebody else. This bracha went on to become one of the Magen Shiurim, Mashal Meishas, and the Mir Yeshiva to the Bolisai. All from the good word and the extra effort he had to give to someone else. It's difficult sometimes, but we have to learn that that's what we're in this world for. We have to learn that what we're in this world for, that's the type of life we have to look for. And the Ezer Hashem Yisbarach, the schus that we learn to give, and the kayim, the tafki, what was sent to the world, Hashem should bestow upon us. Meredek Hatzlocha, Hashem should give to us plenty. Reserve for the Mashiach, the Kedem Lehu.